You're listening to Reality Sandwich Radio, where every Thursday at noon we serve up a palatable taste of the truth on topics of the mind, body, spirit, and our planet, community, and economy. To learn more about the Healthful Living model, go to healthfulliving.org. Reality Sandwich is hosted by Julie Matthews, Certified Nutrition Consultant, and Martin Matthews, Certified Medical Hypnotherapist. Past episodes of Reality Sandwich are available for free download at realitysandwichradio.com. Thanks for listening. You're listening to 89.5 KPOO San Francisco, and welcome to Reality Sandwich, where every Thursday at noon we serve up a palatable taste of the truth on topics of the mind, the body, our community, economy, and spiritual connections, really everything that comprises our collective co-creative reality here on planet Earth. My name is Martin Matthews. I'm a certified medical hypnotherapist with Healthful Living, and you can find copies of today's show or any past show of Reality Sandwich at realitysandwichradio.com. Today, our post-Christmas and pre-New Year's show gives me the opportunity to talk about some subjects that really the big picture subject of our entire reality, what's going on in our world, in collective human existence, our collective human consciousness. And if you've been to the Healthful Living website and have explored anything that that we're about with Healthful Living, we have a Healthful Living model there which proposes six major areas of focus, that something that really each of us should be aware of nurturing the health of. And these are areas that affect our mind and affect our body and certainly affect our earth. And then that also affect our community relations and affect the economy that supports all of us in the exchange of resources between us, and the health of our respective spiritual connections. What do we believe and connect in as a greater source of individual and collective power? And when we look at these six areas and hence the various subjects that we speak about on Reality Sandwich, we're looking at it from a perspective of how do we orient ourselves towards the health of these areas? How do we nurture the health of these areas? Which has always been a fascinating discussion, because when we look around at many things in the earth, we see that a lot of things aren't necessarily terribly healthy. And I'll just land firstly on that Earth subject. Al Gore's movie, An Inconvenient Truth, has helped us to all kind of wake up to a broader reality that the Earth is not in very good shape, which always leads us to this bigger question of, well, gee, how did we allow that to happen? Why would conscious human beings destroy their physical environment in a way that it potentially threatens their existence? Makes no sense from a very simplistic yet common sense perspective. Well, we have to ask ourselves, how do we get there? How do we gain that perspective on life such that we're behaving in these particular ways? So that leads me to the excitement about kind of where we are now and changes that we're noticing in our world that seem to reflect a broader consciousness, a more awake perspective, more and more people out there in the world being curious about how to make themselves healthy. We've talked in the show very visceral things like the growth of the organic industry, more people practicing yoga. Just in this past election, more people getting out there and being concerned about the impact of that on their own lives, more people being conscious in some way. And what this bespeaks in the broader realm is a change in paradigms. Earlier this year, we did a whole series of shows on changing paradigms, large systems of belief, large ways of looking at things, large methods and means by which we describe our reality is changing. Things are changing. It's undeniable that things are changing. So today's show is all about the arrival of the new paradigm. And I'm very happy to bring on the show today a colleague of mine, Michael White, who is the creator of a website called ChoosePeaceNow.net. Michael is a writer and a speaker and an intuitive reader who put up a site, I'm not sure, about a year or so ago. And let me just welcome Michael to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Michael, thank you so much for being on. Please tell us people just a little bit about kind of who you are and what's going on behind ChoosePeaceNow.net.
Well, Choose Peace Now began back in 2002. When I began to receive a series of inspired messages about choosing a new paradigm of peace. And I started to write these and send these out over the internet, and the message series spread around to about 30 different countries, and that's how I first developed an audience. And so I've been writing articles ever since, and this last year I started a blog site and have begun blogging about the changes that I see taking place in terms of the arrival of a new paradigm. So I actually started this blog site by writing a series of articles entitled The Arrival of the New Paradigm. And this kind of reported on some of the changes that have taken place and what stands before us over the next couple of years. So that was almost a year ago. So we are a year into many of the changes that I was forecasting. The primary thing that I was forecasting at that time was the arrival of peace consciousness. The actual arrival of a new form of consciousness into our reality that will begin to shift the way all human beings look at conflict and how we resolve it. So I started writing about those things, and over the course of the last year, I've done a series of updates that stem from an awareness that I share and relate to people about what's happening in the subtle energy fields of the world.
Mm. Now, we were talking a little bit earlier about how humanity has been in denial of a greater spectrum of our reality. And I was just inferring a little bit there in my intro about how our behavior in so many walks of our life doesn't seem to be grasping, you know, sort of a broader picture of reality. I mean, we behave in ways that assume certain things that don't really make sense. In help me here. I'm getting stuck with respect to like one little area of it. What I mean is that we destroying the Earth, for example.
Well, that's a perfect example. And what you brought up with Al Gore's movie and the increase in awareness that we have now, what we've been doing to the environment, and why will we allow that to happen in the first place? Well, that's kind of one of the things that I've been exploring, especially a lot lately, and I've been delving deeply into that on a personal level. Like, why would I make choices in my reality that go against the greater harmony of life? Mm-hmm. Why would I make choices that are not in alignment with the masculine within or the feminine within or the environment around me or my family, all systems in nature, really. And I've come to the realization that we're looking at a change in our decision-making paradigm. There are two different decision-making paradigms that are here. The old decision-making paradigm is one in which it made sense to us to make decisions that serve the self without regard to the greater harmony of all life.
Mm-hmm.
And human beings have believed for a long time that we needed this freedom to be able to make choices that only serve self in order to experience what it means to be an individual. But this, as we are coming to realize, is a product of a distorted knowledge system that human beings have embodied for a very long time. Without getting into the origin of all that, we can just say that we have believed that being free means being able to be separate from one another. And that's part of the illusion that is beginning to fall away, partly because we're realizing that we can't continue that pattern of behavior.
Mm-hmm.
We can't continue to make decisions that are out of unity with the community.
I like that notion, out of unity with the community. And to do that, to bring it back to our earlier notion, we're just talking about denial, right? There is an element of denial that's been sustained that has allowed us to engage in those behaviors. A company that pollutes the streams and destroys, you know, the local environment is doing so by sustaining some notion of denial about the real impact of that
exactly
on the community and on other people.
it's that denial that has allowed us to live within that old decision-making paradigm that is completely ego-centered. Mm-hmm. And we've reached this point where the consequence of that decision-making paradigm is coming back to us.
Right.
We're beginning to see the evidence of what we've caused with this decision to step out of unity with the greater pattern of life.
We're getting more feedback about that. So when we throw a piece of trash on the ground, it's not as easy to sustain the denial that, oh, it doesn't matter, oh, it's, you know, somebody else will clean it up or whatever, because now we're getting much more visceral feedback about, well, gee, maybe my throwing that is contributing to all this other stuff that I'm learning about.
Yes, and so people are starting to ask a very important question, which is, how can we be aligned with or embody a new decision-making paradigm? How can we create that paradigm and live a new decision-making paradigm that would become the basis of all systems of government, mm-hmm. of the economy, of our education systems, of everything? How can we live that new paradigm and always make decisions that are in harmony with ourselves,
right.
with the community, with the environment? Because we're realizing that we have to have that paradigm in place if we're going to build a peaceful, sustainable world that's going to continue on indefinitely.
And that's precisely why we created the Healthful Living Model, as a perspective for the individual to look at all areas of life and ask themselves that question, am I, as an individual, healthful living? Meaning, am I, in all that I affect, living healthfully in regard to my understanding and connection and interconnection to all things, doing my best to nurture these areas, my mind, my body, and all the areas of the spectrum, so that at least I as an individual am doing my part. And if we can then spread that, I mean, imagine, you know, broader systems change, large-scale change stems from individual change, and individuals one at a time choosing to embrace this new paradigm, this new way of their being in the world, and being a choice over what they create. And as more individuals do that, we'll then naturally have to shift the systems that serve us.
Well, back when I started writing, it all began with a very simple choice and mantra, which is the website, Choose Peace Now. And so I started saying this and asking people to broadcast this awareness of choice with their thoughts, with their intentions, with their words, and to claim a new paradigm of peace by choosing it and calling forth that potential into our lives. And the idea is that there is this potential of a whole new world that's sort of hanging in the ethers, that's pregnant, so to speak, and we are bringing that in and birthing that through ourselves by making choices that align with the new paradigm.
Right.
So all this began with that one simple and powerful choice to crystallize the whole new paradigm of peace by simply choosing it and receiving that as our birthright. So that started me thinking about, well, what other choices are out there that connect with this new paradigm? And I began discovering those, and a lot of where I focus my own sort of psychic or intuitive resources is in exploring those choices and potentials without the constraints of just the five physical senses. And so I've been peering into the potential of that other world and trying to identify those choices and bring them through in writing so that people can look at this and say, oh, hey, yes, I choose to align with that. And it brings the new reality more into focus. And so for many years now, I have been working on identifying choices that create an evolutionary advantage during these times of transition and change and turbulence. And it's important to talk about that now because we are just about to begin moving into a pretty turbulent time by comparison to what we've been going through for some decades. Mm-hmm. This is going to be a time where the old systems are breaking down, which is a very positive thing. It may be very fearful for people who are attached to those old structures and old paradigms. However, for those of us that are embracing this, we can begin to look at how we can choose a path that will give us an evolutionary advantage to where we can all benefit from these extraordinary changes so that we see the opportunity in the breakdown of the old system and the arising of new patterns of consciousness. And so this is one of the reasons why I've always been attracted to the work that you and Julie are doing with Healthful Living, is because I see what you're doing as one of these models for building a system of reality that gives us an evolutionary advantage as co-creators rather than competitors with each other and with the environment.
Absolutely, and hence the premise behind the show, Reality Sandwich, to help us speak about those things. Because, you know, left to our own devices and just walking around in the world, we're constantly influenced by what everybody else wants us to think and do and behave and to fall in line and to stay in the box and to continue to perpetuate so many modes and methods and ways of being that are not serving us. And more of us, fortunately, are waking up in our world, not just those on the radio, but average people and families and individuals saying, hey, wait a minute, I want to be being in a way that serves my health and happiness and well-being and that of everyone that I touch. And it's absolutely our commitment to do that and to bring that forward in as many ways as we can. So it's important that we get out here and talk about these things.
And the fascinating thing about what I've been discovering in this journey over the last several years is that I continue to discover new evolutionary choices that align with a new blueprint, a new paradigm. And as I discover those choices and make them, it's causing a tremendous shift in my own consciousness. And that's what I try to relate to people, because I know there are people out there looking for what is the next thing I can choose that is going to free me from the old and bring me more into the new and crystallize this new world of peace and unity and harmony and abundance and spiritual and inner growth. So a lot of the things that I post relate to those choices, relating the choices that are being discovered. And it's just a subject that is absolutely fascinating, because when you discover a new evolutionary choice, it can shift your reality in an instant. And a lot of the work that I do, even with individuals, is about finding those choices for people on an individual level, looking at who they are as physical bodies, as souls, as emotional bodies, mental bodies, looking at the entire structure of their belief systems and where is the denial in their reality. And making choices that can shift in relationship to the truth that's present and create a more responsible and clear relationship to the truth.
What would be an example of that? Of somewhere where we're kind of stuck in a denial cycle or phase, and we can broaden our perspective to take on a broader evolutionary choice?
Well, we were talking earlier about the denial of a greater spectrum of reality. And without getting into really specific choices for individuals that come up with a lot of the personal sessions that I do, we can speak about something that applies to almost everybody, which is that collectively human beings have been living in this sort of bubble of denial of the greater spectrum of reality. Part of which includes the extraterrestrial presence. For some people, that might also include the presence of angels or spiritual guides, or the afterlife, or anything that's a part of this greater spectrum of reality that humanity has turned our backs on. We are now seeking to rediscover all of those things. We're now discovering that our lives have been missing something. We've been missing the energetic world around us.
And that's been evidenced by, you know, very visceral, undeniable growth in the industry, Whether we, you know, look on the internet and more people serving this type of query and curiosities in this area. So more people are looking into this, clearly. But I just want to stop for a quick moment, because the moment we say some of those things, some listeners are probably already getting their defenses up right now. We're talking about some subject matter that makes them go, oh, wait a minute, what are you talking about, broader reality? What are you talking about, ETs and humanity opening up into a broader understanding? Because this is an area where we have tremendous programming and inhibition and blockage that, you know, there's doesn't even exist in the realm of so many people's minds. So they have such defenses that inhibit the intake of the information, that inhibit the intake of the information. So I hear you saying that part of helping ourselves open up to this new subject matter is simply looking at the reality or understanding that so many others of us are curious, and are exploring this world, and that there's clearly something going on versus nothing, and that to continue to embrace a perspective of nothingness, I think becomes discordant over time, doesn't it? I mean, the more that people continue to deny in their mind, oh, there's nothing possible with this realm, that there's no possibility that there's any reality to this broad subject of, you know, UFOs, aliens, I mean, whatever you want to talk about it, right? The longer that you hold on to that, the more internal discordant denial must pent up, don't you think, over time? Given that there's more information becoming out in the mainstream, more people perhaps talking about it, more people becoming curious, more books being sold, more radio shows talking on these subjects, more people becoming curious about spiritual stuff. I mean, what do you think about that?
Well, some people are in denial of the denial. Mm. But that's a whole other subject.
Okay.
That's a whole other layer of things. I operate from the perspective that humanity has been in denial of a greater spectrum of reality, and that denial allows us to believe whatever we want to believe, whether it's true or not.
Mm.
So that's the fascinating part about this. And if you want to just make this really simple, just take the belief that we are alone in the universe.
Right.
That basic root assumption of our reality, that whether you believe in it or not, you are affected by the masses of people who have held that belief. And the effect of that belief for those who have given power to it, it allows us to perceive reality in all kinds of different ways that we would not be able to perceive if we were present to the truth. One of those things is that whole matrix of reality that allows us to perceive ourselves as separate individuals, separate from the environment, separate from each other, the whole decision-making paradigm of separation that we were talking about. Well, what happens if suddenly we find ourselves in the presence of a greater community of beings who all perceive us as one and see the truth of our oneness with the environment? We will be affected by the perception of those beings.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about beings who could potentially be very telepathic, very aware, that project and emanate consciousness into the reality around them, and that once that belief and that denial come crashing down, we will no longer be free to perceive that illusion of separation.
Right.
And the example that I was giving earlier is about the water crystals in Dr. Emoto, and how we're starting to learn that our consciousness can actually have an effect on physical reality, can have an effect on the patterns that form in these water crystals.
Right.
Well, the same thing is true when you think about the fact that we're all made of water, and what if other beings are focusing their consciousness on us? How does that affect the water within our bodies, which is also the vehicle for our consciousness?
Hmm.
That's another thing I've written about on the blog, is that a lot of people ask the question, well, where is our consciousness? Is it in our DNA? Is it in our brain? Is it in our endocrine system? Well, it's in all of those things, but it's also in the water. What we're going to learn from these new insights about the living water is that water is actually a vehicle for consciousness, and that not only does water act as a bridge between matter and spirit, it's the vehicle for the soul to be in the physical, that there's also consciousness in the entire water of the planet. All the oceans have consciousness there that we have separated ourselves from through this belief that we are separate from the environment.
Mm.
Well, when that pattern of denial comes crashing down, suddenly we become present to the vast libraries of memory and consciousness that are stored in the collective water of the planet, which carries the memory of all life on Earth, every single pattern of DNA that has ever twisted and spiraled its way within that greater body of water. The memory of that is there. And also the memory of all the choices that have been made, which was recorded in the DNA and put into the water.
Choices made based on this belief that we're disconnected from our environment?
Yes. The memory of how we disconnected and why.
Mm.
That is one of the things that wants to return to us at this time. Once we have that memory, we can choose the opposite of what we chose at another point in history.
Right.
We can choose to reconnect.
Right. And there are going to be events that trigger us to come out of our denial, that reality is going to show up in ways that, keep us out of denial.
Yes. And
or force us out of denial.
An inconvenient truth is one of those things, an example of one of those things that is coming to us that is triggering us to come out of the denial pattern and to face the awesome responsibility that we have to be stewards of life and to also begin to assess the impact that each one of us has on the environment around us.
Mm-hmm.
And to begin to look at the consequences of those actions going on for many, many generations to come.
Right.
So that's one example. I mean, that's a movie and a very effective teaching tool. And yet some of the things that we are going to begin experiencing into this next year are going to have a more universal impact. And you notice that the last post that I put up on my blog was about a vision I had of a map of contact events that would occur throughout the United States, Mexico, and North America.
Mm-hmm.
And these are extraterrestrial contact events. And these are events that are designed to trigger the end of our denial of that greater spectrum of reality.
Well, and I think as we're also beginning to see, there are other events happening, and we can parlay this back to the six different areas of healthful living, whether it's our economy or our community, which is contains the political components. There are events happening already, as the election is evidence of that, where we're waking up to the way something has been that we've all been a part of co-creating, right, allowing these people to get into office, that we're now waking up to, wait a minute, look at what we've allowed to create. There's been a lot of deception, a lot of stuff going on that we don't really like. We're going to wake up to that reality, step out of this denial and belief, you know, this illusion that, oh, it's all going to be okay, and do something to change it. Because reality is showing up, and things are sneaking out from under the rug all over the place that we can no longer deny, and we're going to soon enough, if we can, wake up and decide in some way to adopt a new perspective of it and to some way address it as best we can. You're listening to 89.5. This is Reality Sandwich. We're going to take a quick break. And welcome back to Reality Sandwich. I'm Martin Matthews, certified medical hypnotherapist, and I'm on today with Michael White, author of ChoosePeaceNow.net. Now, Michael, we were just talking that your website is a collection of your writings and your observations as we are arriving and embracing a new paradigm, a new perspective of consciousness here on the planet. What kind of things have you been observing and noticing over the past year or so that you've had the site? I'd like you to speak a little bit about that, and then I'm really curious to kind of get into what are you sensing and seeing coming down the pike?
Well, this last year has been absolutely extraordinary. Since I've been making these observations, I have had the opportunity to sort of participate energetically in what I'm seeing. So it's something that's unfolding both within and without at the same time. And earlier this year, actually in the spring, around the beginning of April, I witnessed a shift taking place within a certain part of the energy of the planet, where it became apparent that our connection to the greater spectrum of reality has occurred through various channels of energy that connect the Earth itself to a greater spectrum of reality, places or portals where information, energy, and consciousness exchanges between our reality and the rest of the galaxy. And so some of these channels have been sort of clogged up, in a way. Various thought forms of separation have caused a disruption in the flow of consciousness there. And one of the key places where this has occurred has been in the region of the Middle East and in Iraq. And without going into greater detail, you can read about this on my blog, the events taking place in Iraq that have been going on for some time now, the entire war in Iraq, is sort of a repeat of history, a repeat of some things that happened in ancient history. And all the souls involved in that war and all the conflict there are souls that have been involved in what's been going on within the particular channel of consciousness that connects our reality to a greater reality through that particular region. And so one of the things I witnessed was that there were a lot of thought forms of separation and old memories related to the past that got released. And when that occurred, it triggered a reconnection within a very large group of souls that got their connection back to the greater spectrum of reality and to what we can describe as a unified field of consciousness. And so suddenly there were hundreds of thousands of human beings beginning to embody and access a unified consciousness, a reconnection to the unified field, the original pattern of life and consciousness and energy underlying all things in reality. And so those beings are modeling a connection or a reconnection for the rest of people who are going to eventually choose to step up into that reality. Mm-hmm. So now, further on down the line, there are many other activations that have taken place where channels of connection have cleared in many other places. I've written a little bit about some of the energetic openings that I've seen taking place in Hawaii and some other parts of the world. All of this is adding fuel to the fire of transformation.
Right.
And we are now moving into this unique period of time where we will have millions of people who are beginning to open up and model the new paradigm of consciousness, this state of reconnection and unity with humanity and the earth and a greater spectrum of reality. And as millions of people are beginning to open that channel within themselves, there are going to be events that will come to trigger the end of the old paradigm, the end of the old structures of reality, and the end of the denial pattern that has kept us separate from the greater spectrum of reality.
So as more of us become open and able to receive this new reality, we're then actually triggering events that are going to further it.
Yes, exactly.
Right. I kind of see Burning Man as that, as partially that as well. It's kind of a manifestation of this growing consciousness, and then from that sparking so much of its own additional thought and other types of things that are happening as a result of that event occurring that people do back home, broader ways of thinking, all facilitated by others, joining in that community and beginning to think and behave this way. And that social facilitation can spread so quickly.
Well, I'll give you an example of one of the things that I've witnessed energetically, having been to Burning Man with you this year. I observed something very fascinating, which is that at the same time that there are these energetic channels opening up in Hawaii, it's allowed a lot of very powerful creation energy to come through, which is facilitating the unification of the human community on the level of the sacral chakra, which is the chakra of creativity and birth. And it is through that energy that we are beginning to step into a new level of co-creation. And so at Burning Man, what I witnessed was a group of human beings, massive group, there's like almost 40,000 people there, coming together and relating to each other as a community that is connected together on the level of the sacral chakra.
Mm-hmm.
It's connected together by participation in and support of creativity and expression and the unification of a community through creative expression, that being the primary model. And so at the same time that we have groups of people like that coming together to create a new code of civilization through unification on that level, we also have these channels opening up that are providing the energy to support that to occur.
Mm.
And so I imagine that all these 40,000 people are going back to their homes and they're carrying the code of that new community consciousness.
Right.
And the relevance of that in human history is that we're about to move into these sort of turbulent times when the foundation of the old paradigm will be shaken.
Right.
It will be disturbed. It will be destroyed in a sense. And as that old paradigm is shaken to the ground, well, are we going to go back to the root chakra, survival of the fittest, every man for himself? No, we're going to go back to the sacral chakra, which is where there is a renewed birthing of our community and our connection to each other through the level of creativity. And I noticed this saying that came up when we were at Burning Man. People were saying, kindness and creativity are the keys to our survival. And that is really where we are at, is that if we were not at that level of co-creation, then these changes and challenges that are about to begin unfolding over this next year could really just set us back to the Stone Age. But what's going to happen is we are going to evolve. We're going to create and build a whole new world from these changes. We're going to find the opportunities and the challenges so that even if our whole financial paradigm comes to an end and falls flat and we have to discover a new way, then that's exactly what we were meant to do.
Right. A couple of themes there. One was this notion of a possibility. The more that people learn and model from each other, right, new ways of being, more things become possible with that new thinking. And then as a result of that more increased possibility thinking, then you're saying events and resources show up to support the realization of that new possibility.
Exactly. And the sense that I have is that what wants to come to us and to those who are choosing to align with a new paradigm of unity and co-creation is that there are actually abundant resources that want to come to us to support us to create that new paradigm and to build a foundation for a new world that will continue on for hopefully hundreds of thousands of years.
Right.
So there are abundant resources that want to come through. However, we have been blocked to receive those because we have been living within a set of conditions that tell us that our resources come to us through giving power to a set of conditions. It's not unconditional. We have to do certain things to satisfy certain conditions. We're not just going to be supported to do good for others. And so there are a lot of conditions that are going to be lifted. Now, from the perspective of the outer world, from the perspective of people who might be attached to the old paradigm and certainly the old economic structures of the world, it would seem very fearful and destructive that there would be great changes, a great revolution taking place in that. However, for those of us that are embracing the new paradigm, we're able to see that all of the changes taking place are happening to unblock a flow of resources that want to move through channels of unconditionality. And so as we begin to think and believe and breathe in unconditionality and to focus on what can we create and co-create from a space of unconditionality towards all human beings, then we will find that abundant resources are going to come through.
Now, this notion of unconditionality is something that feels so right to all of us, I believe. Yet we get so disenchanted when we come back and look at our regular world and see the limited thinking, the unsustainable ways in which we behave, and the negativity and the fighting between, you know, all of us. And it becomes so easy to become just disenchanted and mired in that, you know, things are going to be stuck in the mud that way, even though I'm feeling like I want to be part of something greater. I'm feeling more connected. I'm feeling like I want to contribute.
Well, that's the fascinating thing, is that a lot of people sometimes feel very disempowered in relationship to everything that's going on in the world. And there are probably a lot of people, even within the audience, that are thinking, well, what can I do to change things? And I don't have the money or the resources to feed starving families in Africa. I don't have the time to be able to go to Washington and talk to my congressperson, or to march and protest, or come on a radio show and talk about these things. So there's a lot of people out there saying, I don't have the time and I don't have the money. And so what can I do? I feel powerless. Well, the thing is that compassion is the real key of transformation here. And a single act of compassion towards another can cause a chain reaction of compassionate events that could lead to a billionaire transferring massive amounts of wealth into projects of world development, or could lead to a defense contractor resigning his position and marching for peace. And so it's that vision that we have to create our reality from, that every single thing that we do is putting energy into the universe around us and is creating a ripple effect. And so if we start behaving compassionately towards those people around us in whatever way that we can, then we are going to begin to radiate and embody and transmit a compassionate vision of the world, which will go out and transform the whole matrix of this reality. Mm. And that's what's actually sort of standing behind us and sort of waiting in the womb of potential. And as we begin to ask, what would compassion do in every situation? As we begin to ask for the guidance to help us step into that world and to help others step into that world, and we begin to imagine that there is potentially a compassionate response to every situation and circumstance. And that also means being compassionate towards oneself, not just compassion towards others, but giving compassion to all those parts of us that get triggered as we are moving into this new reality, because there's all kinds of resistance that can come up, places where we feel that our needs are not being met and how am I going to be taken care of. And so it's that compassionate model and that compassionate consciousness that wants to come in and help us birth into that new reality.
Mm.
It's something that's greater than any one human being. It's greater than all of us. It's a teacher that's sort of omnipresent and always available to tap into.
What kind of things do you see coming forward now? I mean, we're heading into 2007, you know, well into this decade, and we're, you know, just when I sit and kind of look at, you know, where is reality now? Where is our world now with the war and the economy and politics and a lot of things kind of shifting and societal structure seeming to shift a bit of a way? I get a sense that there's a greater number of people really beginning to kind of ask some questions about, you know, certain things with regard to the economy or certain things with regard to their health or certain ingredients in their food being a little bit more, you know, asking some questions. Hey, is this good for me? What's the right thing to do here? And as that pervades across our society and the world, and also given the broader paradigm shifts that are taking place, I mean, what do you see coming down in the next year or so?
There are events that are going to occur that will trigger our emergence into a compassionate world, and that will trigger our emergence into a greater spectrum of reality, the galactic spectrum. Mm-hmm. And so I feel that there are going to be events taking place sort of on the ground. Some of that may come in the form of Earth changes that will trigger us to begin to look beyond the structures of and material things that we've attached ourselves to and realize that our health and commonwealth as a community is what must be preserved and protected if we are going to continue to flourish and support each other and nourish each other into the future, which I think is very tied into the model of healthful living, and also changes in our financial reality. Now, that's kind of a tricky thing because I'm not an expert, so I can't really make predictions as to how that's going to unfold or when. However, I think that those of us who have been looking into this agree that there are changes that are sort of looming that we have tried to stave off for as long as possible. Our government, our banks, our whole financial system have tried to prevent certain changes from happening, but that is going to catch up to us. There will be a major shift in our financial reality into the way our economy works. And that's something that each person should really research and look into themselves and to find their own relationship to that and to find an empowered relationship to it, because there's a lot of information that is coming to light as to what works, what doesn't work, what hasn't been working, and what can we do to change that?
Right.
Well, the changes, as it turns out, are going to come no matter what.
Exactly.
So it's not a question of how do we change this messed up financial world that we're living in. It's how do we benefit from and create something new when it finally comes to an end?
Right. Because clearly anything that is unsustainable is going to change.
Yes.
Eventually.
And that's exactly what this is about. It's about what is unsustainable coming to completion.
Right. So it's not about getting into fear or being freaked out that things are going to change or that the world is crumbling. That's not what we're saying. What we're saying is simply that, you know, reality. I mean, this is reality sandwich. When we sit right in the middle of the sandwich, we have to acknowledge that things that are not sustainable and cannot continue as they are indefinitely are going to change. And we've been going through a lot of time now where, like you say, we're getting a lot of feedback and a lot more information. The internet has helped facilitate this spreading of information across the planet about the nature of things, what's working, what's not working, what's really going on. And
it
creates a tremendous opportunity for us to intervene as individuals and then collectively.
The thing that's important for people to know right now is that we are about to be thrust into a situation where we will have to change to evolve. We will have to evolve to move forward.
Mm-hmm.
It's a sort of evolutionary pressure that's being put on us to change our ways. And what's going on with the environment, the new information that's coming out about that, that's just one element of it. The environmental aspect is one thing. The financial aspect is one thing. The unsustainable way in which we have managed the wealth of this world is going to come back to us and haunt us in a way and force us to make certain changes. Now, the thing that we should really touch upon here is the greater spectrum of reality and how over the course of the next year, a number of events are going to take place that will trigger the end of our denial that we are not alone in the universe. And I don't feel at all strange about, well, maybe some people are going to think that's kind of kooky or I don't know what to think about that. I'm operating from the perspective that there are many people who have known this is coming.
Yeah.
And those of us who have known this is coming have been trying our best to prepare people because people are very unprepared because of all of the misinformation, all of the disinformation, all of the control of the subject. But what we are dealing with is not just a new information that we're not alone in the universe.
Right.
We're going to be dealing with the presence of a new form of consciousness that is arriving in our reality and that has an effect on every single person that is here. And one of the very positive aspects of that is that in the presence of a greater spectrum of reality that perceives us all as one, it will give us the opportunity to evolve into a unified consciousness. And that's why we have all of these millions of people, courageous souls, that have come here to model the new consciousness and hold that as a vision for humanity. Because once the denial has come to an end, once that bubble of denial has been popped and we suddenly become present to a greater spectrum of reality, then there will already be in place a group consciousness energy that is there to embrace humanity through this change and say, we are all in fact one and we are all going to do this together. Nobody is alone in this experience.
That's what we're working toward. And listeners can go to your blog and read about your ops, your information, what you sense is coming, and take it in for themselves and just let it, you know, sit and see how it feels for them. And we only have a couple minutes left, but I wanted to ask, you do some private readings as well, don't you?
Yes.
How do you do that?
Recently left behind my job of 3.5 years. I was just working a regular job in a grocery store, and I started doing personal sessions for people. I've mainly done those over the phone. However, I prefer to do them in person. I just have not been very well set up to do that yet. And I wish we would have recorded the reading that we did for you because that was actually one of the most powerful ones that I've done yet.
Well, it was pretty profound for me because you were telling me things that thematically as well, I mean, getting that have resonated with me all my life. And we had not talked about those subjects. And the reading, as I recall, had most to do kind of with my role in my life and what's coming forward for me and the kind of, well, what I do remember is there was sort of a Moses energy present with me, and I have always resonated with that for all my life. I've always resonated with Moses and this notion of leading people, not necessarily out of the bondage of Egypt, but leading them out of unknown ignorance of their choice about what they're creating in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
It's the center circle of healthful living, and that we really are at choice, one person, each person individually, about whether we are nourishing the future of our own physical well-being and everything else in our world. And we are a choice about that.
That's one of the things that I look at in sessions with people is connection to those archetypes, their spiritual guides, what type of energy is present overlighting and sourcing the work that they're doing.
Right.
And what I'm able to do with these sessions is to work with a gift that I call the gift of soul recognition. So I have a gift of being able to recognize people as souls. Often I can see into their past lives. I can see the journey of their souls through the universe, other places that they've been, experiences, gifts that they have brought into this life that may not be fully realized yet. And so I help to connect people with their souls more deeply and to impart to them a sense of who they are as souls, which helps to facilitate that connection.
You have an incredible gift, and I appreciate you spending some time with me today and speaking about what you have been connecting into, what you've been sharing with people, and I appreciate your work putting together a blog and sharing your writings. And I implore people to go and check out choosepeacenow.net. Michael White, you're a writer, speaker, intuitive reader. Thank you so much for being on the show. Listeners can hear this show or any past show of Reality Sandwich at realitysandwichradio.com. My name is Martin Matthews. I'm a certified medical hypnotherapist with Healthful Living. And we'll be back next week in the new year. We want to thank KPOO for an outstanding 2006 and allowing us to continue on with Reality Sandwich. And we wish you all the best for a happy and new year. Thanks for listening.
If war was the answer, then we'd be at peace. And the battles in the distance would have all finally ceased. We still have a choice to live and be free. So let's all raise our voice and become a planet of peace. I'm declaring peace. I'm declaring peace. Deep within myself, I'm declaring peace. I'm declaring peace. I'm declaring peace. I'm declaring peace. Deep within myself, I'm declaring peace. I'm declaring peace. I'm declaring peace. I'm declaring peace. Deep within myself, I'm declaring peace. I'm declaring peace. I'm declaring peace. I'm declaring peace. Deep within myself, I'm declaring peace. I'm declaring peace. I'm declaring peace. I'm declaring peace. Deep Declare.